flat. Thank you. G flat.
G flat.
Time.
for fun. I've seen you give in terms of staying and giving all the way through the song and not letting up. It's a great message, isn't it? It's one of hope. One thing I did notice is that there's a little bit of a lack of unity in some of the faith here. There's a high level of involvement, but for some, it seems like it's a little more rather than hope and joy. So you may not be aware of what your face looks like, but to me, I think lifted cheeks and showing teeth and raised eyebrows speaks to hope and happiness and good memories of it's not, maybe this time I'll win is hopeful, not, aw crap, another jerk died. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that the face that you're putting out there is a smile. Jamie, can you do more? Can you do more in terms of the fact, because there's so many good faces going that if you're out a little bit, it really tends to light up. Yes, I heard the bass entrances that were heavy.
It is coming
in lots of places, and I heard a couple of lead solo entrances that weren't what you necessarily like. But I would rather clean those up and keep going for that level of performance, because I'd rather have the non-singing stuff jump out at me. If you're able to do that, then I think it really needs to be fixable, because if you got me by the throat and believe in the performance, that's where I want, you know. If your coach has to work more to hear the singing things that aren't there, of course I don't want Tony's ears, but I think you have a lot better chance of captivating an audience with that level of commitment. And it's easier to do with a message like that than it is the other. True?
Yes.
True? But what a great preparation for lifting your heart. Okay? I would like to run the up to following that. Tony and I were just talking about that going out on the limb of a performer of that branch, you know, that is a little creaky, and you're not sure if it'll support you. But there's a screw out on the end that I'd really like, but I'm not sure I want to take the risk to get there. And I told Tony that my view of you all is that we do not go from next to the tree trunk to the end of the ranch. We go. Oh, they like that. Oh, they like that better. You get my point? It's easy to be a journey for us to get there. But as I also pointed out, I don't think we practice taking those performers' risks. And it's a skill. What I just talked with Tony about is that I don't think we can say, perform, and expect you to know how to do that. Okay? What you did, I think it's less showing the emotion of hope in that wonderful ballad. Doesn't have as much performer's risk as the up to. You got a fair statement?
Yes.
It's a wonderful vehicle. It's a brilliant selection. You sing it great. And it's a message of hope and all the right stuff without being sappy and another jilted woman. Up to, or another schmuck guy. We can do that in a second. But if you can use that as a springboard to take more performers' chances, because you get to do something wonderful called comedy. And most of us on the risers are not comfortable with doing something that might, I'm sorry, I don't do music. That doesn't fit with my vision of who I am. And the more chances you take, the better you get. So, let's see what happens in the afternoon. If you're willing, I'm sorry, I've already given as much as I can or will on the risers. Because I'm certain there's no more in me. Or if there is, I'm not willing to go there. Okay. If it were easy to do comedy and engage an audience enough, then everyone would. Be willing to take those chances. See what happens if you try something different. How many of you have ever sung in a quartet and performed? Have you ever had a night where no matter how good or how bad your quartet was, everybody's probably been in a situation where the crowd was eating up what you were doing?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Isn't that a magnificent feeling as a performer? Now, I've been doing this for a long time, and I know for a fact from watching it and from having the feeling to me is if they're really liking what I'm doing. Have you ever done something that you didn't do in a performance set during that set? You did a different move, or you threw in a different joke, or you took some chances because you said, they already love me. And you didn't consciously think that, but you were this far out on the limb, and you knew they were going to want you to get for that fruit because they love you already. You can't wait for the audience. You have to take the audience there by going first. Okay? I promise you it won't be too much. I promise you it won't be too much. Now the question is going to be, can we still sing in the air? And I know that, but I think we have to find out. So I'd like to run through, no matter what happens to the tempo, no matter what happens to the downbeat, whether we get out of spank. Let's see what happens if we're willing to go to a different place and take some personal performance chances. Is it okay to get caught with a stupid face?
Yep.
Highly recommend it. Do the lyrics call for stupid faces?
Yeah.
Highly recommend it. That's why the pasted on grin doesn't work. It's totally out of place with a song like this, okay? So I know we don't do this every day, but it's time to get crazy.
Otherwise, I'd really waste 10 minutes.
Hang on, they're getting some details behind you.
Oh,
Now, there's a few things that got away from us, including the last court, but that's a much, much, much higher level of performance and involvement and engagement and passion. And you have to judge for yourself, but I think those are the kinds of performances where the audience likes you more, where they say, they took some chances to make me feel something, to share an emotion, to make me laugh, to make me cry, whatever. Because ultimately, that's what this is about. I believe that the judging system in Sweet Adeline, in all four categories, is, do you get to the audience?